Officials at the Scottsdale Unified School District did not take the weekend off. The district's governing board reached an agreement with the state attorney general's office late Friday night that would allow the district to move forward with two multi-million-dollar construction projects. NKJZ's Mariana Dale has been covering the story. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Mariana, obviously a lot of changes in the Scottsdale district. Remind us of what the attorney general has turned up so far in this investigation.
So the attorney general has been investigating the district since last year, and in February they filed a civil lawsuit. This complaint claims that when the district selected a construction manager for these projects at Cheyenne and Hohokam Elementary Schools, they broke state law. And that's because the president of the architecture firm they hired to specifically be the architect on the committee, his name is Brian Robichaux, he wasn't actually licensed at the time. In addition, the AG claims Robichaux unfairly influenced the process to give a group called Chase Builders the edge at the Cheyenne Elementary School project.
So how did the district respond to the lawsuit?
The governing board has called several special meetings to address the claims. They spent more than 16 hours in private meetings, at least with their attorney, trying to figure out how that they're going to deal with this. And so the board halted work at Hohokam Elementary and then directed their attorney to look into voiding some contracts associated with the project. And then Friday night, they approved an agreement that would satisfy the AG's demands to kind of halt construction at both of those schools.
And so what's included in the agreement?
The agreement addresses both of the projects, and we're going to start out with Hohokam because it's just a little more simple, because largely work hasn't actually started there. So the district agreed to suspend a current construction manager contract and evaluate future proposals with a new committee, not this kind of embattled committee from before. Now at Cheyenne, most of the work is actually done there. They've redone the admin building, some parking lots, they built new science labs, and a brand new gym. And Chase Builders has overseen the project. And so what the district has agreed to do is start a new committee to reevaluate those proposals that they already got, rescore them, and see who comes out on top. Now, if Chase Builder, who's already overseeing the project, comes out on top, they'll just kind of continue as normal. But if they're not selected, then the attorney general and the district kind of have to re-meet to figure out how to work out the terms of this settlement. And so we could have some action on this within the week because they need to create this new committee by tomorrow.
So if things work out, does that mean the attorney general is kind of done with the district at this point?
Not at all. Specifically, this agreement states that the state's top prosecutor is not limited in conducting more investigations in the district or filing any criminal complaints against the district or Brian Robichaux.
So throughout this entire process you've been describing, the district superintendent Denise Birdwell, COO Lewis Hartwell have been on administrative leave. Do you know how long that's going to last?
We don't know. I asked specifically, and they weren't able to give us any more details. Lewis Hartwell resigned, but that doesn't take effect until this summer. And they have placed an administrator by the name of Amy Fuller in the role of acting superintendent in the district. However, at Friday's meeting, a board member did ask that the board take action on both of those contracts at their March 20th meeting.
And no doubt you'll keep us posted if things change.
Definitely. And again, I've said this before, it really helps us understand the story when we hear from teachers, from students, from parents in this district about how this has really affected them.
KJZZ's Mariana Dale, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.